Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Scott reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Aaron moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Bevacqua moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jackie Brown now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aaron moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Powell reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Bebakwa reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bebakwa moves to third. There goes Sharp trying to get to third. Hendrick throws the ball into Bell, who tags Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Duffy scores. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Ashby moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Rick Austin now pitching. John Ellis pinch hits for John Lowenstein. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Duffy moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Spikes now playing left field. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Gorman Thomas pinch runs for Hank Aaron. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Yount scores. Thomas moves to third. Darwin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Brewers. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Darwin scores. Mitchell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Brewers. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bevacqua hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Bebakwa reaches second base with a double. Spikes throws the ball into Ashby, who tags Bebakwa trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-3, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.